No one ever said you had to give up style to be a Green Diva. Or dude, check out this Green Diva's EcoStyle segment for all the latest trends in sustainable, ethical, gorgeous EcoStyle. It is so much fun to finally get to talk to Bianca Alexander. And this, and she, drum roll please, Paul. This is our first eco fashion. I'm not even sure if we've named it yet.
Oh, boy.
It will be named by the time this airs, so bear with me. The Green Divas Eco Style segment. And so we're really thrilled to have Bianca Alexander, who's the host, creative director of Conscious Living TV, which I've been following for quite a while. And she's also the director of communications for Fashion Revolution. Hi, Bianca.
Hi, how are you?
Excited to talk to you.
Dudes love fashion, too. You know?
And dudes like fashion,
that's
too.
Right. That's right.
It's true. It's true. I'm excited to talk to you, too. I've been following your work and think you've been doing great things for a long time. So it's good that we're finally coming together.
Well, you know, come on. It's what Green Diva doesn't want to, you know, check out
look
eco-fashion
marvelous,
and ethical fashion and all that fun stuff? I mean, we talk about it, but this is really exciting to have it sort of focused on this segment. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about you and how you came to do what you do with Conscious Living TV and Fashion Revolution.
Yeah, well, I trained as an attorney and ended up working in Hollywood and the entertainment industry and finally segued my way into starting my own production company. And that actually happened at the same time that I began hosting on camera for various cable TV shows. And, you know, after several years of doing that, decided that I wanted to be a part of the solution.
Often
media is not necessarily the ones that are bringing the good news. They're not the ones telling the stories about what can help us be healthier and happier. And so I decided to be a part of the solution, not the problem. And my husband and business partner, Michael, and I launched Conscious Living in 2006, actually after firing my agent and leaving Los Angeles and moving to Sedona, Arizona.
Oh, nice.
Sabbatical for 10 months. And that's where, you know, some of the ideas we first kind of concocted on our honeymoon finally came to life.
Excellent.
So Conscious Living TV was launched at the same time that YouTube was launched. It was a gamble that people would be consuming content, television content online. And we, after 8 years of doing that, eco fashion was one of the most popular types of content that we produced. We cover stories basically on the front lines of sustainability from, you know, eco fashion to vegetarian cuisine, you know, spirituality, yoga, meditation, natural health, triple bottom line business, and fashion just happened to be one of our, you know, top rated content. And as a result, eventually, recently this year, segued into the role as the director of communications for Fashion Revolution, you know, really merging my expertise and passion for advocacy and conscious living. And Fashion Revolution is a campaign that was launched after the Rana Plaza collapse that happened last year, April 24th, 2013 in Bangladesh, where 1,133 garment workers, sweatshop workers, were killed when a building collapsed on them that had already been basically condemned for having a crack in the ceiling. And, you know, they were forced to go back to work and as a result lost their lives and 2,500 were injured. And so the campaign posed the question, who made your clothes, to bring more transparency and awareness to the global fashion supply chain. So those are kind of the two hats that I'm wearing right now, and
that's great.
It's definitely a cool time to be
incredible
bringing
work.
More awareness to consumers. I think they really want to do better and shop better.
Well, I think so too, and I think you're doing a great job of helping educate us in a fun and stylish way. So tell us what does eco fashion mean? What does it entail, and what if there were just a few points that you could give folks to like get started if they knew nothing about what eco fashion or ethical fashion meant?
Yeah, well, there's several different criteria, and I think that it's similar to being green or being conscious. You know, it's definitely something that has not been codified by any one agency that represents, you know, the entire movement. And so I certainly would not want to, you know, sort of step into that role, but I can give people just a few of the things that I think about when I think about ethical fashion or conscious fashion. And really, it's about just asking questions. And understanding, similar to organic food and the slow food movement, you know, where was the food grown, who grew it, with what chemicals, and just being a little bit more aware about, you know, the process of where our clothes come from. And so, you know, the first thing is asking the question, well, what are the materials? And you can look in the label of any of your clothes and find out, okay, what was it made out of?
Right.
Okay, well, the average T-shirt, for example, you know, might say 100% cotton. We'll start with something really basic, a T-shirt. Unfortunately, it takes a third a pound of pesticides to produce a single cotton T-shirt, you know, which harms the earth. It, you know, harms our drinking water, and it eventually harms our bodies. And you think about the skin being the largest and most absorbent organ in our bodies. And, you know, we all wear clothes from the day that we're born to the day that we die, you know, for most people. And, you know, you
cotton.
Think about the toxins that are laying on your skin that are being absorbed, not to mention the dyes that go into that. So, you know, looking at the textiles, whether it's organic cotton and, you know, natural dyes, ideally, that's one way that you can think about eco-fashion is just being more aware of that. Not only the materials, because, you know, organic cotton isn't the only eco-material that you can think about. There's tons out there from bamboo to Tencel, Cupro, which is a fabric that I'm loving these days because it feels just like silk, but it's totally sustainable, easy to sort of grow. It comes from like the bamboo plant, it's a derivative, and some, you know, that's been a little controversial just given, you know, the processes that have to go into producing that. But the materials are one piece of it, but one thing I think about also is just like vintage clothing. That's
yes.
eco-fashion.
Right,
you know, because
right.
Think about the tons and tons of clothes that end up in landfills, you know, fast fashion.
Yep.
You know, the slow food movement was a response to, you know, big agribusiness that's growing our food and huge tomatoes that have no flavor, no soul, that are depleting our soil. Well, the same thing is true about, you know, slow fashion and really thinking about where do the clothes go after you wear them, and are you buying clothes that are durable? And,
right.
you know, I think 50 years ago, our clothes were just made so much better, which is why, you know, I can go into a vintage boutique or even to Goodwill, which is an awesome place to get vintage if you're into treasure hunting, and find pieces that are just made well, you know, again, from a different era that just were made better. And so if you buy better the first time, you don't have to go and each week or each season go buy the same thing over and over and over again and then toss it in a landfill once it falls apart. You
and
know, some of these stores like Forever 21 and, you know, they're just basically manufacturing as quickly as they possibly can.
Like fast clothing. Yeah, exactly.
So it's fast clothing. So if you think about, you know, what would be a slower or more sustainable way where you could sustain that garment and purchase a garment, maybe spending more investing on the front end, you know, which leads me to my third point, which is the fair trade. You know, when I think of ethical fashion, I think of fashion that's manufactured in accordance with fair trade principles.
Yes.
And there are many. I won't go into enumerating all of them now, but really just making sure that the people that are making your clothes, this is the question that Fashion Revolution asks, who made your clothes? Was that person paid a fair living wage? Can that person eat a healthy meal? Will that person have negotiating power at the bargaining table with their employers, which unfortunately the people that died in Rana Plaza did not.
Right.
They were not able to negotiate a better day, which the average employee, unfortunately, mostly young women and young women of color at that, worked from 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week with no days off.
Well,
3 days a week, they worked until 3 a.m. And they had no power to say, hey, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore, because they are very actively, even violently opposed to allowing employees to form unions there. So, you know, a fair trade garment means that that employee was paid a fair living wage in the production of that. So those are just a few things.
Yeah.
I mean, I also would add to the list, thinking about being ethical to animals. I'm vegan. You know, I don't necessarily advocate that everyone becomes a vegan, because I know it's a very specific lifestyle choice. And that means wearing garments that are animal friendly as well. So there's a lot of different things to think about. And one of the things I try to do in order to embrace people where they are is just, you know, there's a lot of different points in the continuum. It's important for you to just be more aware and think about what's important to you and then shop with your spending dollars in that direction.
Well, it all comes back to being conscious and thus Conscious Living TV. I love it, but it really is. And I really appreciate your, you know, all of your points, and all of them do deserve a lot more attention. I think you're going to be doing a post on the Green Divas. So,
yes, I will.
And I'm sure there'll be an accompanying video or two. So
I'm happy to throw that in.
I hope so. So please look to the website for more information, and we'll have to talk to Bianca again very soon.
Yeah, keep up the great work. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Keep up the great work you're doing.
Thanks. Want to have sexy Green Diva style too? And learn more about low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green? Visit thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.